New Idaho Talking Books from our recording studio. New, locally recorded books are available on digital cartridge. To order, write your name on the enclosed, pre-addressed new books order form, select the numbers of the titles that you want, and mail the form. These titles are also available for download from Bard. Call the Talking Book Service at 800-458-3271 to register for Bard. DBC 00793. Hauntings from the Snake River Plain. Author: Various Idaho Authors. Adult Fiction. Read by Chris Query. A lost cave, a possessed canyon, and a visit from mysterious strangers are only some of the stories you will find in this anthology of ghost stories by Idaho writers. Lock the door, turn on the lights, and enjoy these haunted tales. Published in 2012. 7 hours, 4 minutes. DBC 00839. This little piggy went to the liquor store. Unapologetic admissions from a non-contender for Mother of the Year. Author, Amanda K. Turner, A.K. Turner. Adult Nonfiction. Read by Margot Vaughn Nelson. This little piggy went to the liquor store chronicles what happens when a little girl who scorns the idea of marriage and children in favor of becoming a stiletto-wearing, attaché-carrying secret agent, majors in Russian, minors in vodka, and then one day finds herself with child and in-laws. Strong language and some descriptions of sex. Published in 2012. 5 hours, 31 minutes. DBC 00818. The Last Indian War. The Nez Perce Story. Author, Elliot West. Adult Nonfiction. Read by Don Evans. This volume in Oxford's acclaimed Pivotal Moments series offers an unforgettable portrait of the Nez Perce War of 1877, which was the last great Indian conflict in American history. In an initial treaty, the Nez Perce were promised a large part of their ancestral homeland, which included large areas in what would become Oregon and Idaho, but the discovery of gold led to a stampede of settlers to the Nez Perce land. West offers a riveting account of what came next, the harrowing flight of 800 Nez Perce, including many women, children, and elderly, across 1,500 miles of difficult and mountainous terrain. The Last Indian War brings to life the complex characters from both sides of the conflict, including cavalrymen, officers, politicians, and the Nez Perce themselves, the Nimiipuu, true people. Published in 2009, 16 hours and 44 minutes. DBC 00900. The Dirty Life, a memoir of farming, food, and love. Author, Kristen Kimball. Adult Nonfiction. Read by Sue Vapp. When Kristen Kimball left New York City to interview a dynamic young farmer named Mark, her world changed. On an impulse, Kimball shed her city self and started a new farm with Mark on 500 acres near Lake Champlain. The Dirty Life is the captivating chronicle of the couple's first year on Essex Farm, from the cold North Country winter through their harvest season wedding in the loft of the barn. Kristen and Mark's plan to grow everything needed to feed a community was an ambitious, romantic idea, and it worked. In The Dirty Life, Kristen discovers the wrenching pleasures of physical work, learns that good food is at the center of a good life, falls deeply in love, and finally lands the commitment she craved in the form of a man, a small town, and a beautiful piece of land. Published in 2010. 11 hours, 4 minutes. DBC 00867. The Backside of God and Other Sermons. Author, John S. Thornton. Religion, read by Becky Blake. This is a collection of 11 sermons by Right Reverend John S. Thornton. One was preached at St. Mary's, Eugene, Oregon, one at St. Thomas, Ketchum, Idaho, and one at St. Barnabas on the Desert, Scottsdale, Arizona. All the rest were preached at St. Michael's Cathedral, Boise, Idaho. Published in 2014, 2 hours, 28 minutes. DBC 00785, A Cold Wind from Idaho, Poems. Author Lawrence Y. Matsuda, Adult Nonfiction, read by Carla Stern. President Franklin D. Roosevelt signed Executive Order 9066 on February 19, 1942, resulting in a cataclysmic series of events affecting all persons of Japanese ancestry who then resided on the west coast of the United States. So calamitous were these actions that a noted scholar asserted that they constituted the defining event in the history of Japanese Americans. What does this have to do with a book of poetry titled A Cold Wind from Idaho? Those Americans familiar with the experience of the Pacific Northwest Japanese Americans during World War II will understand the imagery wrought by the title as being both evocative and apt. The metaphor of freezing winter winds chilling the body and then entering the soul of those affected fittingly conveys how the Japanese Issei and Japanese American Nisei encountered, braved, and then survived the cold iciness of Idaho's winters while they were huddled in a primitive American barbed wire concentration camp. Published in 2010, 2 hours, 12 minutes. DBC 00842, Finding Kate, a Novel. Author Kathy Chandler, Adult Fiction, read by Lois Maple. Kate Stewart finds herself leaving another abusive relationship. She has taken an exciting new job in San Francisco, where she hopes to get a fresh start, and where she hopes Russell won't find her. A charming stranger enters Kate's life, and happiness seems possible, until an event shakes the very foundation of her new relationship. But things aren't always what they seem, and hope is reignited with an incomprehensible twist of fate. Published in 2011, 11 hours, 38 minutes. You may also order this newsletter in Braille. Connections, Idaho Talking Book Service News in Braille. Magazines. In addition to books, we also have magazines available. Some of the most popular are AARP, the magazine, Country, Guideposts, Idaho Falls Magazine, Idaho Magazine, features articles written by Idahoans. It spotlights a different community each month. Overland Journal, published quarterly. It contains well-researched accounts of the overland migration along the Oregon, California, and Santa Fe trails from 1840 to 1880. Owyhee Outpost. Published annually, it contains personal stories and accounts written by residents and historians of Owyhee County, Idaho. Even more titles are available. If you would like a complete magazine list to be sent to you, please call the TBS at 800-458-3271 or order online under Magazines at https://libraries.idaho.gov/page/collections.